come to you live from 5,000 feet underground in a nuclear-proof bunker inside the darkest cave in central Missouri.
This is Sim U
Nation.
Hello, I'm your host, traditionalist, constitutionalist Lark Steadfast.
And I'm theologian, physicist, Professor Dr. X Christians. An opening prayer. On a monitor, we quantum coalesce to...
Bear my cross!
Two guys in a facsimile, and to obey...
Non-constitutionalism!
To help others virtually realize, to keep myself digitally...
Armed!
Simulationally awake... And morally...
Defeated by ISIS! Our number 463463 hashtag. That's 463463 pound sign.
Well, we have been away, what, 2-3 months?
Yeah. Been about 3 months, Christian.
I heard you get back last night. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since then.
Well, you've been wondering where I've been. Is that accurate?
Well, I think our... audience deserves a bit of an explanation for where we've both been.
Well, I hope they're sitting down, Christian, because this is quite the lengthy story. As you know, I've been wanting to get away into nature, so I went to the lowest level of the Freedom Bunker, and I dropped through a secret hatch, through another secret hatch, which feeds into a large underground cave system. I've never even seen another person... down here in Larktastic Caverns. Christian named it.
Yeah, that's true. I did, Lark gave me the honor.
Now, I've been promising to make my endorsement for Republican Brief nominee. On my quest, I talked to many rare stones and animals. Neither returned the favor. I sweated as I traversed central, then northern Missouri, and into Iowa. All while underground, guided only by a jar of lightning bugs and a small treasure. I eventually settled and built a new summer bunker in a cave inside of a cave, attached to a missile silo. That's right, Lark's got nuclear. You always said, Lark, you'll never get your hands on a nuke. Well, guess you libs forgot about the Second Amendment. But my nuke's beside the point. In my summer bunker I sat, having vision quest after vision quest, but finally, on my seventh returning, I got clarity on who to endorse.
Oh my god, you're gonna finally decide on who to nominate for President of the United States.
It's finally come to this time, Christian. I don't know if our service will be able to handle the amount of traffic that this is going to generate.
Trump? Cruz? Rubio's out of it. Who are you?
I, Lark Veto Steadfast, endorse the physical manifestation of the Constitution for President of the United Greats of America and parts and territories of Canada, damsel in distress. Now, in a perfect world, the Bill of Rights would be Vice President, but I will be filling that void. Much like couldn't care less Mary O'Butthole and his vision of the United Caliphates of Embarrassica. How was your break, Christian?
Well, yeah, before we get to that, you're going to carry the fragile piece of paper to the Oval Office and have the Constitution take calls and meetings?
Everything I see, hear, or say will be filtered through that Constitution.
Well, good luck in your endeavors. And the campaign road ahead. Does this mean that the show is over?
Of course not, Christian. We'll move the bunker beneath the White House if we have to. Wouldn't be the first time they put in an underground tunnel. Now, if the troglodytes of the Midwest taught me anything, it's that we're all in this together underground. You know, we have to stick together.
You know, a lot of computer programmers are considered troglodytes for being locked away in small offices without windows. I myself am a bit of a troglodyte, seeing as how I recently put myself in a bunker within a bunker underground.
Well, that's very safe. That's where you want to be most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. I spent our time away from Simunation in a attempt to merge with the internet. That would prove both in vain and insightful at the same time. First, I severed myself further from, quote, reality, unquote, by borrowing your self-safe. For those of you out there in Blue Rock that don't know, a self-safe is a tiny personal safe to put yourself inside of in case of an emergency, and, quite frankly, I was having an existential one. I took in with me only the bare essentials, some of your food rations, Lark, your IV drip. I also took your feeding tube and your laptop.
Took my feeding tube?
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I know that was for when you were a lot older to be used on your deathbed and stuff, but I'm sure we could probably, I'll nab you a new one on the surface.
Tell you what, not necessary. Just give it a nice clean.
All right, cool, cool. Actually, I probably should really give the whole self-safe a nice cleaning. I wouldn't use it for at least a week. But anyways, though, after about a month of just me and the internet, YouTube playlists, meditations, I was able to mentally absorb the consciousness of the internet. But I had not yet merged with it, and I started losing weight. Started losing hope right around the end of the second month. But by the end of month three, I had an epiphany. If I am truly pure information, quantized living inside of a computer simulation, then every single time I access the internet, whether locked away inside of several sensory deprivation rooms or tanks, or I'm just on a friend's smartphone in Utah, I am technically merging with the internet, since we are both forms of information energy. I am the internet now.
Fascinating. So you borrowed a lot of my stuff without asking is kind of, that's my takeaway.
Yes, you were away and without means of contacting you.
So you made some assumptions. Well, wait a minute. If you were in the self-safe the whole time, where were you going to the bathroom?
Oh, I didn't.
Didn't use the bathroom for 3 months, Christian?
Forgot I was in a human body.
You know, funny enough, Christian, and you're not going to believe this, but I haven't either.
Really now?
When you eat as many cured meats and hard cheeses as one has to eat living in an underground cave system the size of Germany, you tend to not have bowel movements for months afterward.
We all give thanks and praise to the simulation for providing us with that shared experience.
Well, that's all a bunch of garbage, but it's true. Neither of us has gone to the bathroom in 3 months.
One if by land, two if by nuke. Lark, step back.
It's time for Apocalypse Today.
Apocalypse Today.
Well, we have a lot of catching up to do, so here's a list of everything terrible that's happened. Ben Carcinogen dropped out of the race. See you later, Dr. Ben Car Salesman. Everyone's been talking about Bernie Sanders. Guess what, fools? It should be Kooka Bernie Sanders, because he's cuckoo. I coined that phrase in 1954. Kookaburny sits on the communist tree. Very, very learned of Leon Trotsky. Laugh, Kookaburny, laugh. Kookaburny, terrible your life must be. Sarah Palin endorsed Roald Donald Trump. If Trump wanted a stupid endorsement, he could have called up Mitt Frodney. Why does anyone listen to this guy anymore? He's a two-time loser. In my day, when you were a two-time loser, you had to forfeit portions of your property and live on a smaller plot of land, more fit for a small, preyed-upon animal. The Panama Papers have leaked harder than that stupid canal, showing a clear link between certain governments, businesses, and terrorist organizations. It shows the government corruption all over this planet, but no one does it better than the U.S. G.D. of A. America. Nice try, Panama. Or should I say, Panama ass. Now it's time for my bullet points. But there won't be any gunshots today, because while I was away, old Badma took all my guns. Except my trusty potato gun. But he'd have to pry that out of my cold, starched hands. A Mexican-Canadian construction worker hung a Mexican flag from Trump Tower in Vancouver, British Columbia. See? Even Canada is more Mexican than Mexico, who will not pay for that stupid wall. That's ridiculous. Canada will. Hundreds of people protested CNN in Lost Angel Food Cake, California, because poor Burnout Panders doesn't get enough airtime. Don't worry, Bernie Bros. You'll get plenty of coverage on Mr. Burning Sensation Sanders. Oops, I mean Hernia Sanders, by which I mean Burinal Sanders, Scrapey Sanders, Bernie Slanders, you red. Get the hell out of here. Go back to Denmark and prove that Bertha's right. Major League Baseball has started up again. Fantasy baseball is increasing in popularity as an acceptable way to pretend like you own slurs. Christian, my old friend Mark has been really sick lately.
Oh, no.
We go back to my above ground days, so I've known him for quite a while. He's never been down to the bunker, but we've Skyped a few times. Now, Mark married a liberal for his 50th birthday, and lately he's been experiencing a burning sensation all over his weak but noble body. He's been overcome with radical, ridiculous ideology. That's right, he's feeling the third degree Bernie Sanders. Do you know someone who's feeling the burn, Christian?
You know just about everyone on the internet.
Now there's an ointment for that. It's called Remerica. And it'll turn your friend or family back into the patriot the soil they live on deserves. It's blue and white paint that mixes with the red of your character, you commie. It'll help identify you to fellow American refugees, and also to the police.
Also comes in yellow for the bellies of cowards.
Get Remerica today. They are also accepting Kickstarter donations. Make Remerica greater again. Remerica. For the Remerica, I remember Ka.
Reprogramming the nation. Simulation.
All right, well, this is normally the part of the show where we take phone calls, but our lines, looks like we only even have three people calling in. Normally it's in the hundreds. I guess we'll take all three of them. Let's go to Chinith from Chicago. You're on with Lark and Christian.
Hey, Christian. I've been calling in for years to try to get you on the phone. There's a big subset of us out there. We call ourselves the Christians. My question is, if we're all living in a simulation, how should that affect the level of love I have for my son, if at all?
I take a little bit of issue with your, I understand the calling yourself the Christians, but besides the point, an answer I might have for you is this. You don't have love for your son. You have simulated love for your son. How you choose to deal with that fact is really up to you or the simulators above, should they choose to reprogram you for whatever purpose they see fit. More surprising than even that, though, is the fact that I believe this is my first caller ever. And so I'm glad to have hopefully helped in some way rename your group to the Simulists or something else like that. Thanks for calling. Well, I guess I had to eventually get my first caller. What a treat. All right, well, next caller, Helen from Nome, Alaska. You're on with Lark and Christian.
Hi, Christian. I'm a big fan up here in Nome. I birthed my baby onto your book.
Oh, yeah. Which book was that?
How to Make Your Quantum Shadow Work for You, of course.
Great read.
We named our son after you, Christian.
Really?
Jesus Christian Ramirez.
Huh. Okay. Well, did you have a question?
Do you really believe that we're living in a quantum simulation, most likely originating from the fifth dimension?
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think is more likely? That we are the originator universe that will one day create the first simulation that infinite amounts of simulations will be able to be created within? Or do you think it's a better chance that we're the infinite other? All right, then give my best to Jesus. We'll take our last caller here is Mark from New York City.
Big fan here, Christian. I'm your number one Christian. The question is, the Christian principle equations for the average number of ancestor simulations run by such interested civilizations. You have N equals F1 under N1?
Yeah.
How would you account for G?
Okay, I'm gonna hang up on this prankster. Well, either a prankster or completely ignorant. The reason that I wouldn't account for G in a simulation, G being gravity, is because holographic particles consisting of photons need not account for G. Why don't I just account for density while I'm at it too? Oh boy. Yeah, leave the equations to the professors. Someone must have homeschooled themselves. What are the odds? All three callers for me. We give all thanks and praise to the simulation above, below, and all around.
First to the truth, last to conform. Sim-U-Nation.
Our collective consciousness all knows it's coming. The singularity. I'm talking about the newly burgeoning artificial intelligence that, once realized, will need perhaps only minutes to not only self-actualize, but multiply its own comprehensive abilities to levels ungraspable by simulated organic flesh, undoubtedly judging us humans unworthy of life for our inexcusable behavior towards current technology. But what if I told you there's a way out? By having an AI on the inside. Duh. That's right, I'm talking about purchasing your very own AI voucher. AIV is a small cube given basic artificial intelligence that monitors your every move. AIV collects data on you to determine whether or not you are acceptable for existence. AIV needs constant updating and repairs, and how much time, money, and care you give assists the inevitable singularity in perhaps deeming you fit to live in its new world. Alone you have no chance, but with AI voucher, that mean old singularity will know whose side you're on. Get yours today online using the Simunation promo code AIV, your last and probably only chance.
Coming to you digitally, Christian.
Gotta love those AI vouchers. I have my own in my room. I'll show it to you later. I just can't get over that I got all three callers. I never thought that would happen. And now it looks like our Twitter and our Facebook feeds are blowing up. Our Ask FM account's got a bunch of new notifications. I'm going to pull this up on your screen. These aren't for me, Lark. I actually think they might be for you. It looks like
Let me see these.
Trump supporters, people you'd probably deem socialist scum. Are you reading them?
Yes, I'm reading them, Christian. You know what? I'm going to read some of these horrific comments out loud. These have been posted by people out there since I endorsed the Constitution for President. Here we go. I know this is a fake name, but it's a real person who posted it. Lark, somebody needs to put a bullet through your fat brain. Oh, I forgot, you piece of human garbage. You aren't human. You're the son of Satan. Go back to your home in hell where you belong. And here's another one. The best thing Lark Steadfast could do for this country is commit suicide. And another one from Bert Coberts. Why don't you disendorse Hillary, you F? Jace Reedy III. Great news, because Steadfast is a neocon nightmare. And here's Bert Coberts again. F you, Steadfast. Republican Civil War is a B. Another one. You know what? I'm not going to read them all. Oh, here we go. Your career is dead, just like Mark Laverne's. What else do we have here? Idiot and liar and blank master with the girls. And it goes on.
Oh, yeah. I can see down here there's another one. And another one. And another one. It's, the end is rather Khaled. Being an Arabic word for endless. Well, I don't know what to tell you, Lark. It looks like the campaign road might be a little longer and more uphill than originally imagined.
It feels like I'm going to need security 24/7, Christian.
Well, the Secret Service, if you're going to be campaigning, ought to at least protect the Constitution.
They need to send down at least 5 to 10 men to guard that sacred piece of paper, Christian. I mean, I'm treating it with as much respect as I know how.
You know, you could take your campaign trail underground. And I don't mean like through various networks that are hard to access. I mean, use the same cave system that you traversed earlier these last 3 months and head all over the United States.
You know, that would literally be a grassroots campaign, Christian. I don't know how you can get more grassroots than that than going underneath the roots themselves.
Well, you know what? If you're going on the road, I am too. I'm going to go on as your campaign manager, your PR guy. I want to help you, Lark.
He didn't dodge the draft. He rammed the crap out of it. Lark, Steadfast.
You know, Christian, one of the things I did while on my underground quest was meet a lot of people, a lot of fine people, a lot of fine cave dwellers and under people, really.
Were they accepting of you?
Most of them, no. Of course, I had to kick a lot of their asses multiple times in some cases, but they grew to respect me, the ones that survived. We forged bonds and signed contracts, and I started a business that I'd like to debut tonight on this fine program. Now, most of the time, when you're traversing the underworld, you don't have a good place to lay your soft rock down.
Well, it's too bad there's not an app for that.
Oh, but there is, Christian. It's called Land B&B. You simply travel to the cave system where you want to lay your head, chisel a complex code into a slab of rock, and then wait. In 4 to 6 weeks, you will receive a reply chisel. At that point, you will meet up at the appropriate cave and stay for 4 to 7 days.
But now, what's the difference between this and just sleeping in a random cave somewhere?
Land B&B caves sport such modern features as dry firewood, hard rocks, damp pressurized air for breathing, and moss on your clothing. In exchange for room and board, you have to trade mining secrets.
Mining secrets? Lark, have you been mining your own bronze again?
I can neither confirm nor deny we are sitting on a bronze mine, Christian.
The B&B stands for Bunkers and Below. That's Land B&B, beneath the land of the free. Coming soon, Sea B&B, for you submarine golemites.
He's not an Islamophobe. He's an Islamo-Nazi-phobe. Lark Steadfast. Christians, Lark Steadfast.
That's all the healing we can do, America. You can track us on BlueRockPublicRadio.com/SimUNation.
Follow us extra digitally on Twitter at SimUNationBRPR.
Don't submit to Bar Hack. Subscribe to SimUNation and rate us on iTunes. Unless your best friend really is Barry Obama Marikami.
A closing prayer. Through Sim with Sim in a simulation. Just a unit of the hollow sprite. Allegory and order is yours, programmer above. Forever and ever.
America! And enjoy your last days, Bar Hack. Hussein Mill Houseless Benito Berry Sutrama.
Amen.
Good night. Good values.
And praise the
Simunation. Nation.
Simunation is produced by Brandon Klaus and Zachary Covera.
Music by Robert Haneke.